a portion of the gospel lesson read just a moment ago. The baptism of John was from what source? From heaven or from men? And they began reasoning among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he'll say to us, why did you not believe him? But if we say from men, we fear the people, for they all regard John as a prophet. In answering Jesus, they said, we do not know. He also said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. It's a tongue-in-cheek thing, I suppose, that is often said, but sometimes, depending on the circumstances in which it's spoken, I believe sometimes it is truly heartfelt. An individual experiences something in his or her life, and sometimes their response to it all is, boy, when I get to heaven, I'm going to have a lot of questions for him, right? You've heard it, we've used it, we've said it, we've thought it anyway ourselves. And I got to thinking about that because in our text for this morning, there is a question presented to Jesus. By what authority do you do these things that you're doing? It's a question. And then I got to thinking, there are other questions that are posited to Jesus too in the pages of Scripture. But more so than focusing on the questions, I focused upon Jesus' response to those questions. Oh, we may have a lot of questions of him when we get there. We have a whole lot of questions of him now. And indeed, many times we verbalize those questions now. Lord, why? What are you doing? Where are you? What is this all about? Can't you do something? Why don't you take this away? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, there's all kinds of questions posited to him. And his answers are very, very curious. And I think what one ends up with when one looks at this is a fact. Jesus guarantees no answers. He is not under any kind of obligation to give an answer to the questions of humanity. In our text for today, of course, the people come to him, the leaders of the people, and they ask him, by what authority are you doing these things? And Jesus says, I'm not going to tell you by what authority I do these things. Actually, he does one thing that we learned very early on we're never supposed to do, and that is he answers a question with a question. Right? You've heard that. Never answer a question with a question. Right? Well, Jesus does it. They ask him a question. He says, I have a question for you. We question him. He does not guarantee an answer. Why? Because he's simply looking for trust. That's all. Nothing else. Trust. He's not out to prove himself to us. He asks for faith from his people. Faith in his goodness. Faith in his love, faith in his promise of preservation. Here's another question. Hey, Lord, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? You recall Jesus' answer? Neither him nor his parents. Now watch this, because we may not always like his answer when he does answer. But this one was born blind, he says, so that the works of God might be done in him right now. That's all. This man is blind from birth. Lives his entire life up to that point, not being able to see anything. Forced into a life of begging. And Jesus says there was only one reason, and that's so God could heal him right now. You talk about a servanthood. You talk about an individual going to God and say, in effect saying, use me as you see fit. God's liable to take you up on that. We may not always like his answer when he does answer. How about this one? Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother? Seven? And of course, the disciples thought they were being overly generous there at seven. But again, here comes an answer that might make an individual very, very uncomfortable. Jesus is not seven. I'm telling you, 70 times seven. In other words, unlimited, never ending. And then comes another question from us. But Lord, what if the person keeps doing the same thing over and over and over again? Jesus' answer, 70 times seven. He doesn't say 70 times seven unless the person doesn't change. And sometimes his answers make us very, very uncomfortable. And so we may wish that he doesn't answer when we take a look at things from this perspective. There's one other time when Jesus is asked a very pointed question. Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, you recall what he asked him? What is truth? You'll recall Jesus' answer. Just that. Silence. It is almost as if Jesus is saying to Pilate, look, I can give you all a big philosophical explanation of what truth is. I can give you a very practical explanation of what truth is. But the truth of the matter is, if you can't see the truth that's standing right smack dab in front of you, you're never going to listen. You're never going to get it. No, it is entirely possible that Jesus, upon hearing our question, says, if you can't see the truth, there's no sense in me trying to answer. And what is that truth? He is the Son of God, not me. He is the omniscient one, not me. He is the all-powerful one, not me. He is the one who has promised good to me. And he asks only that I believe that and trust that. Jesus isn't in the answering game. We may be in the questioning game, but he's not in the answering game. He looks down upon us. And he simply says, my child, trust me. It's that simple. Amen.